It's 8:56 and 24 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets. This morning we go to Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Pretty quiet start here to the markets here, starting kind of an important week here in terms of fundamental news anyway. We will have a crop report out on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. That will include quite a few different numbers here. Final production numbers for 2016 for corn and soybeans. We'll have some winter wheat acre estimates. We'll also have grain stocks out, and of course the USDA will update the supply-demand balance sheets for 16-17 as well. So a lot of moving parts on Thursday, so expecting a lot of position squaring. That's a pretty popular word here as we head towards most of these reports, so expecting a lot of that here this morning. Not much going on as far as market movement. March corn at 357 and a quarter, down three quarters. May corn at 364, down three quarters. July corn 370 and three quarters, also down three quarters. D17 corn at 385, that's down a half a cent. January soybeans, which go off the board on Friday, they're at 989 and three quarters, up three and three quarters. March beans at 998, up three and a quarter. May soybeans at 1006 and three quarters, up three and a quarter. November 17 beans, that's 985 and a half, up 3 cents. January bean oil 3485, up eight. March bean oil 3506, up eight. Meal market looks like January meal at 307.50, that's unchanged. March meal at 312.30, that's up $1. Wheat market's up a little bit higher this morning. Kansas City wheat on March at 424.5, up a penny and a quarter. May wheat at 436, up a penny and a quarter. Kansas City wheat shows March at 435, up a penny and a half. May wheat at 446 and a quarter, that's up a penny and a quarter. Livestock markets mostly lower here this morning. February cattle at 114.40, down 42. April cattle 113.80, that's down 40. January feeders 127.60, down 72. March feeders at 123.25, down 55. February hogs 63.40, down 57. April hogs 67.67, down 52. Still watching resistance on March corn at that 360-362 mark. That was the high there last week. Watching support here on March beans down around 993. We've had about three lows there over the last week, and that's been the low in the overnight session so far. But like I said, we'll have some Brazilian updates out tomorrow, and then the big numbers out on Thursday morning, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that update.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois, joining us this morning. Let's take a look at the current conditions right now in some of our cities that we serve here at WILL. Temperatures in the low 20s right now for the most part. Right now the warm spot is Danville at 22 degrees. Decatur, Charleston, Mattoon, Monticello, and Tuscola checking in at 21 degrees. 20 degrees in Sullivan and Gibson City. Just 19 degrees with sunny skies right now in Clinton. We're at 24 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Partly sunny skies expected today with a high of 33 degrees. South winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy and breezy tonight with a 50% chance of rain after midnight. Temperatures rising overnight to around 40 degrees. Breezy and warmer with rain likely tomorrow and a high of 47. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL, AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.